Hallelujah. Greetings to all the ministers, all the brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah. 在这里向各位长子们、弟兄姐妹们问安。
I'm very thankful for the Lord for guiding me during my month-long absence to Africa and also to Calgary and safely returned back to Toronto.
感谢神在过去一个月安全的带领我在非洲还有在这个卡加利的所有的事工。
Because of your prayer, the trip went very smoothly and there was a lot of edifying experience.
也因为你的带导，使到我这一次的行程呢，非常的顺利，而且也遇到很多很有造就的事情。
In the afternoon, I will share more about my trip and testimony from Africa.
那等一下再分享更多在非洲的那些见证。
This morning, the topic for our mutual encouragement is keep the fire burning on the altar.
那今天与大家分享的是在让火在坛上燃烧。
Please turn to the book of Leviticus.
我们看利未记。
The book of Leviticus, chapter 6.
第六章。
Leviticus chapter 6, verse
9. 利未记第六章第九节。
Leviticus chapter 6, verse 9.
利未记第六章第九节。第九节，你要吩咐亚伦和他的子孙说，燔祭的条例乃是这样，燔祭要放在坛的柴上，从晚上到天亮，坛上的火要常常烧着。
Verse 12,
第十二节，利未记第六章第十二节，十二节，坛上的火要在其上常常烧着，不可熄灭。祭司要每日早晨在上面烧柴，并要把燔祭摆在坛上，在其上烧平安祭。新的自由。
Verse 13,
第十三节，在坛上必要有常常烧着的火，不可熄灭。
In this paragraph, it's mentioned three times that in the altar of sacrifices, that the fire have to be kept burning all the time.
在这里的三处都一直记载说，在坛上所烧着的火呢，要常常烧着，不可熄灭。
Recently, our Bible reading schedule has been in Leviticus.
最近我们这个读经的进度已经到了利未记。
I'm sure many brothers and sisters, if you are following the schedule, you will have a hard time to keep going because Leviticus sounds very boring and very difficult.
很可能很多也一直跟着这个读经进度的弟兄姐妹们会发现呢，读利未记是很难去明白，而且也很闷的一本书。
Because it's all those sacrifices, all the regulations seems not very relevant for today.
因为里面记载了很多的条例和很多的献祭，跟我们今天的生活看起来没有什么关系。
But the Bible is very clear.
可是圣经却很清楚。
Whatever happened in the Old Testament was a foreshadow.
那在旧约所发生的事情都是影子。
In the law of Moses, the law of offering sacrifices regulations.
那在摩西律法里面有很多关于这些献祭的条例。
Through the sacrificing of animal, they try to atone the sin.
那借助这些献上这些动物呢，他们想赎罪。
But we know that the book of Hebrews tells us that animal's blood can never atone sin spiritually.
可是呢，在希伯来书却告诉我们借助这些动物的罪呢是不能够，这些动物的血呢是不能够清除我们的罪的。
The only thing that can atone our blood is atone our sin is the blood of Lord Jesus Christ.
而唯一能够赎去我们的赦免我们的洗清我们的罪呢，就是耶稣基督的血。
So just one point you have to remember is when you read the book of Leviticus, every time you read about anything, sacrifices or offerings or festival, everything is talking about Lord Jesus Christ.
所以呢，当我们读利未记的时候，我们要常常记着说，里面所谈论的所有的献祭，所有的那些节期，都是指着耶稣基督所讲的。
Everything is talk about salvation.
所有的事情都是指着这个救恩。
If you understand this, the book of Leviticus, you already get the main point.
那如果我们能够记住这一点呢，就能够抓住利未记的重点。
But of course, in the book, there are some details that are very interesting and also can be very relevant for our spiritual life today.
当然，其中所记载的一些很详细的事情，跟我们今天的生活是息息相关的。
And we have just pointed out that's one regulation that the Lord God told Moses to tell the priests of Aaron and his descendants.
这里今天我们所指出就是其中一点是神告诉亚伦和他的子孙们关于这个献祭的条例。
That when you maintain the altar of sacrifices, you have to always keep the fire burning no matter what.
当他们要 管理这个坛的时候，要确保坛上的火是不断的燃烧，不可熄灭的。
In the people in the Old Testament, there's only one reason they go to the tabernacle or the temple.
那在旧约的时候，那些人去啊这个帐幕是只有一个原因而已。
They don't just go there to pray.
并不是去那边祷告。
They don't go there to sing hymn.
不是去那边唱诗。
They don't just go there to listen to sermon.
也不是去那边啊听道理。
There's only one ultimate goal, one ultimate reason that they go there.
他们去帐幕的只有一个原因
，because they want to offer sacrifices，
就是要献祭。
Every time they go, they must bring something。
所以每次要去的时候，都必须要带一些东西去。
Because through offering sacrifices, they have to deal with their own sin, they have their own weaknesses。
因为是借着这些献祭，他们要来去面对自己的啊罪所过错。
After they offer sacrifices, they can go home in peace. They will know that oh, my weaknesses, my sin has been atoned for.
那他们献祭过后，他们就能够平安的心里平安的回家，因为知道自己的罪已经被赦免了。
That is the mentality.
这就是他们当时的思想。
So that's why the altar is very important.
所以对他们来说，这个祭坛是很重要的。
Now, brother and sister, let's think about today. What is the reason or what is the mentality when you come to church?
弟兄姐妹们，我们想一想看，今天我们来教会的原因是什么呢？
What is the mentality? 心态是什么？
你来教会的心态又是什么呢？
Do I just come to listen to one sermon?
你只是来听一场道理吗？
Do I just come to see my friends?
或者来见见我的朋友吗？
Do I just come to fulfill my duty in the time schedule?
或者是我们就是来这边去履行这些行程表的一部分吗？
Do I just come to cook for the church?
或者只是来这里为教会煮饭吗
？Just come to talk to people.
或者来这边跟大家谈谈话吗
？Yes, you may be part of the reason they are coming.
那当然，这刚才所说的一切是其中一个原因
，but it's not the main reason.
却不是主要的原因。
The main reason you come to church to ourselves Sabbath day every week is you come here to deal with your weaknesses.
那今天每个星期六你来教会，其实就是要来面对你的软弱。
You come here to ask the Lord Jesus Christ to atone our sin and we confess our weaknesses.
来到这里向主耶稣认罪和求主赦罪。
And after we deal with our sin, when we go home, our heart is peaceful once again to deal with another week.
那我们把这个罪这个事情解决以后，我们就能够平平安安的回去，然后又等下个礼拜再来。
So that's why the altar is the center of the whole tabernacle.
所以呢，这个祭坛就是整个帐幕的中心点。
People come there to offer the sacrifices.
那些人到这个帐幕就是要献祭。
But there's one regulation is in the altar of sacrifice, the fire have to be kept burning.
那在这个祭坛，在这个献祭这个条例上呢，有一个条例就是说这个坛必须要常常烧着。
All the time, all the hours.
是永远烧着的。
That means you cannot say, oh, I just keep the fire burning from 9 to 12 and then afternoon is off.
不能够说我只是会让这个火烧九点到十二点，然后接下来就是没有火。
Well, basically, you have to keep maintain the fire all the time.
就是说这个火呢要不断的燃烧。
In today's term, actually, it's a kind of wasting of energy because, for example, if you leave the room, you try to turn off the light. If you're not using the fire, you turn it off.
那如果以今天的角度来看，可能就是浪费资源，因为我们每次离开我们的房间，我们都会把这个灯关掉。
If you're not burning something, then why keep the fire burning?
如果你没有烧东西，为什么要让这个火不断燃烧呢
？But God will never do something without meaning.
可是神不会做一些毫无意义的事情。
Especially spiritually speaking, there must be a spiritual significance.
尤其是从属灵角度来看，必须有它属灵的原因。
Today, those who are called by Lord Jesus Christ.
今天那些被耶稣所呼召的人
，We also have the responsibility spiritually. It's a priesthood.
我们属灵上也有这一个责任，就是我们是属灵的祭司。
We try to bring people to God.
我们要尽量的把人带到神面前。
We talk to God.
我们与神交谈。
So at the same time, we also keep this spiritual altar, the fire burning.
所以呢，同时我们也要不断的让坛上的火不断的燃烧。
Then we must ask, what does it mean? In what area?
那我们可能会问在哪一方面呢
？We mentioned a few points today.
今天我们将会谈几点。
First,
第一点
，it can represent.That we should never cease in gathering together to service, to worship God.
第一点呢，就是我们不要停止聚会一起敬拜神。
Coming to church, worshiping, observing service is a kind of worship, it's a kind of spiritual offering.
那来到教会聚会呢，其实就是一个敬拜，是一个献祭。
You should never let this fire of coming to church, worshiping God to cease.
我们不要让这个来教会敬拜神的这个火呢熄灭。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews.
我们看希伯来书。
Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯来书的第十章。
Hebrews, the book of Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯来书第十章。
Verse 24.
第二十四节。
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24.
希伯来书第十章第二十四节，二十四节又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。
Verse 25.
二十五节，你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止关了的人，倒要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
Here the Bible tells us, warn us something will happen, especially before Lord Jesus Christ come.
这里圣经警告我们一点，就是主耶稣在来临之前所将要发生的一个事情。
That members that fire their hearts of trying to come into church may die down or may slow down over time.
那信徒他们那一团要来聚会的那心里中的那一团火呢，会慢慢的熄灭。
As we know, as when you're a truth seeker, in order to be baptized, you have to keep coming to the church.
那作为一个慕道者呢，要领受洗礼之前，要不断的来聚会。
And of course, when a person just believes in Christ, his heart is very zealous.
那一个人刚刚信主呢，他心中是充满热忱的。
He will try to not miss any service.
他会尽量的不会失去某个聚会。
You even try to come in the evening.
甚至会在晚上来聚会。
And Saturday you come early.
而且星期六呢会很早就来聚会。
Every time you come to church is your happiest moment.
因为每次到教会都是最喜乐的时候。
Because the fire will be burning in your heart about coming to church.
因为心中那一团要来聚会的火正在燃烧。
But sometimes when times goes on and things happen.
可是当时间过了久了，当事情发生很多事情以后
，especially when our life get a little bit busier，
尤其是当我们的生活开始越来越繁忙以后
，we have so many things to do，
我们有很多事情要做。
When you get home, you feel tired。
回到家里面觉得很疲倦。
Tell yourself, well, just go on Saturday, it's okay. Evening, don't bother。
那就我们就开始会说，我们星期六来就足够了，那晚上不需要来了。
And then Saturday, you also feel so tired。
有时候星期六也觉得非常的疲累。
You say, I'm work one day to Friday, and then Saturday I want to sleep in a little bit, so maybe I just come on Saturday afternoon instead of whole day。
那我们会心里面想说，我已经工作一个星期工作五天了。我需要多多的休息，那所以星期六只来中午的那一堂。
And then later, something happened on Saturday afternoon.
然后过后呢，星期六又有一些事情发生。
And then you tell yourself, well, maybe I'll come next week, and this week I just busy, I just have apply a day off for the Lord Jesus Christ.
那很可能你心里面又这样子说，那我就向主耶稣请假一个星期，我今天很忙，我下个星期才来。
There's one time there was a member ask a pastor.
那有一次有一位信徒这样子问这个传道
Pastor, next week, I'm applying leave for Lord Jesus Christ.
他说传道我下个星期向主耶稣请假
Is it okay I take leave?
那我这样子请假可以吗
I just don't come next week, right?
就是我只是下个星期不来而已
I'm sure Jesus will give me leave.
那我相信主耶稣会允许的就是这个安息日
And the preacher answered him, sure, no problem, you can ask whatever leave you want to have.
那传道回答他说：“当然，你可以向主耶稣要求任何的假期。
But what if Jesus said to you, I also want to take a leave. I don't want to protect you that week. How is that sounds?
那如果主耶稣也跟你说，那个礼拜我也请假，我不保护你了，那怎么样呢？”
What the brother said, Oh, yes, I understand what had happened.
那位弟兄就说：“现在我明白了。”
Here the Bible said, Do not stop.Coming to service, do not stop gathering together.
那这里圣经这样教导我们，不要停止聚会。
Because when we are together, the fire is easier to keep burning.
因为我们一起聚会，那个火是比较容易让它继续燃烧的。
Just like a pile of firewood burned together will last longer.
就好像一些那些柴，如果它们堆积在一起，那燃烧的更加久。
But if you remove one burning stick.Come out, and you can see within minutes that fire die down.
那如果我们把其中一根柴抽出来放在另一边，那我们看到那根柴是比较快熄灭的。
So if you stop gathering for service,
所以如果我们停止参加聚会
，and afterwards you will have a habit saying that, oh, I just stop, nothing will happen.
那过后你就会慢慢习惯了，说，哎，我不来就也没什么事情发生。
And the fire will gradually die down.
那这个火呢就会慢慢熄灭。
When I first went to South Africa,
当我刚到这个南非的时候
，I visited a church member. She was a sister.
那有一位信徒，她是姐妹。
She came from China.
她是从中国来的。
And when I first visited her,
当我第一次去探访她的时候
，the first time he saw us,
她第一次看到我们的时候
，she cried immediately.
她即刻的就哭出来了。
Sister, why do you cry?
我问她为什么你哭泣呢
？I cry because.I cannot come to church on Sabbath day.
他说我哭是因为我星期六不能够到教会。
In China, when I was living very near the church, I go to church every Sabbath.
他说在中国的时候，因为我家靠近教会，所以我每个安息日去教会。
And now I come to South Africa for 1 month.
他说我现在来南非已经一个月了。
I have missed up update four times already.
我已经失去了四个安息了。
My heart feels so sad.
所以心里面非常难过。
I'm not happy.
我不高兴。
So we encourage her to come, try to come.
那我就勉励他，你要继续的来聚会。
After 3 months,
三个月以后
，we go to visit her.
我们去看她。
Again, she never cry.
这次她没有再哭泣了。
Hey, she's smiling.
而在微笑。
I ask her, sister, how are you doing?
我问她你现在怎么样呢
？Oh, very good. Thank God, the business is good.
她说很好，感谢神，我生意很好。
No more crying anymore.
现在不哭了。
And I ask her, what about coming to church?
那我问她呢，你去聚会又怎么样呢
？You know, we are so busy. There's no time.
她说我现在很忙，没有时间。
So she's used to not coming to church.
现在她已经习惯不来教会了。
She never feel guilty anymore.
已经不觉得有任何的罪恶感了。
The fire has died down in her heart.
那心中那团火已经熄灭了。
Earning money, businesses, is more important than coming to church.
赚钱，为生意而赚钱，已经比去聚会更加重要了。
If you stop for a period of time, you feel nothing will happen, nothing matters.
那已经，如果你停了一段时间，你会觉得不去聚会也不怎么样。
Just like the Bible said here, those who used to stop coming.
就好像圣经这里记载，好像那些停止关了的人。
You tell them to start again is very difficult.
如果要他们重新再开始是非常困难的。
Just like if you, when you do a fire, when you do barbecue or whatever, when the fire die down, you try to start again. It's very difficult. The effort has to be 10 times.
就好像我们做烧烤的时候，如果那个火熄灭了，如果要重新点燃，那个难度会比之前更加的困难。
But if you keep, when you see the fire is lower, and then you just keep putting charcoal, put fanning in, and the fire will come up very soon.
但是如果看到那些火还没有熄灭，快要熄灭的时候，我们再加一些碳，那可能那个火还会更加的燃烧。
So thank God, brother and sister, you are here today.
所以感谢主，弟兄姐妹们，今天你们在这里。
I know you are very busy.
我知道你们都很忙碌。
Even though you have some struggles in life,
很可能在生活上也有一些挑战。
But you still make a determination that you are here in the house of God today.
你今天还做了这个决定，来到神的家。
So during the lunch time when we talk,
所以在等一下午饭我们谈话的时候
，we have to encourage each other.
我们都必须要彼此勉励。
Whatever sad things that happen.
无论发生什么不如意的事情
，What is the problems you're facing？
或者所面对任何的困难
，Whatever temptation you're struggling，
或者是面对任何的诱惑
，You tell each other，
我们都彼此的说出来
，You tell Jesus，
告诉耶稣基督
，And the fire and then will be rekindled。
那这火呢就会被重新燃烧。
So the Bible said， especially when the day is coming， it have to be like that。
所以圣经告诉我们，尤其是这个末日将那日子临近，更当如此。
Do not let your fire。Of coming to church, observing service die down.
所以不要让我们那一团来参加聚会那一团火熄灭。
Sometimes you say, "Oh, I don't know how to do things for Jesus."
有时候我们会这样子说，我不知道要为主耶稣做些什么事情。
I'm not very talented.
因为我是没有什么才干的。
But actually, the Bible said.
其实圣经这样子说。
If you worship God, if you believe in God.
如果你敬拜神，你相信神。
You come to church.
你来教会。
You worship God.
你在这里敬拜。
It is a kind of offering to God already.
这样子做已经是一种献祭了。
So the Lord will be very pleased.
那神也会非常喜悦。
When you just come.
因为只要你来，他就喜悦。
Secondly,
第二点
，the fire in the altar can also represent prayer.
那我们在坛上的那个火呢，也可以代表作是我们的祷告。
Because the Bible said prayer is also a kind of offering.
因为圣经告诉我们，祷告也是一种献祭。
Whenever you spend your time talk to God.
无论你在任何时候花时间跟神谈话。
Of course, we have to offer our time to do work for God.
当然，我们也应当献一些时间为神工作。
We have to also spend offer our money to God.
也要奉献我们的金钱。
But that's the one thing, number one, more important than other things.
可是有一点是比任何其他事情更重要的。
What is the offering that God is looking for?
那神正在寻找的献祭是什么献祭呢
？God wants us to always pray to Him.
因为神要我们常常向他祷告。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 2.
我们看提摩太前书第二章。
1 Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太前书的第二章。
Verse 1 to 2.
第一和第二节。
First Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 to 2.
提摩太前书二章第和第二节。第一节，我劝你，第一要为万人恳求、祷告、代求。注谢第二为君王和一切在位的也该如此使我们可以金钱端正平安无事的度日
Verse three,
第三节这是好的在神我们救主面前可蒙悦纳
Verse 4.
第四节，他愿意万人得救，明白正道，因为只有一位神，在神和人中间只有一位中保，乃是降世为人的基督耶稣。
Paul wrote to a young worker Timothy.
这里保罗写信给这个年轻的工人提摩太。
Timothy was a young worker. He was very inexperienced.
提摩太是年轻的工人，他没什么经验。
He was sent to pastor the church, and there's a lot of challenges.
他因为被差派去牧养教会，所以面对很多的挑战。
So Paul have to write a letter to tell him what to do, how to do it.
所以呢，保罗必须要写信教导他啊，怎么样去处理这些事情。
But Paul said, all among all the things that you have to do.
那保罗跟他说，我劝你，在所有你应当做的事情
，there's one thing the most important.
有一样是非常重要的。
Is the number one most important priority is prayer.
第一就是要为要去祷告。
You have to pray for yourself.
要为自己祷告。
Of course, you also pray for others.
也要为别人祷告。
You have to give thanks.
要感谢。
You have to pray for the government.
要为这个政府祷告。
You pray for the church.
要为教会祷告。
And also pray for the gospel so that everybody can be saved.
要为这个福音祷告，让所有的人都能够得救。
So prayer is the key.
所以呢，祷告就是这个钥匙。
Prayer is also the fire.
而祷告也是这一团火。
This time I went to Ghana, went to West Africa.
这一次去到西非的加纳。
And I'm very thankful that this time I have learned a lot.
很感谢神，这一次学习很多。
Because when I go there, I spend 1 month to learning together with the theological student there.
因为在这一个月里面呢，我的时间都大部分都花在与那些神学生在一起。
When we get it together, I really learn from them.
那我们在一起的时候呢，我从他们身上学习很多。
I slept in a church.
那我睡在教会里面。
In Africa, there's a lot of sounds in the morning.
那在非洲呢，早上都有很多声音的。
From 4:30 to 5 o'clock, you can hear the rooster, the chicken started to roar, to crawl. Every early morning, you don't have to put alarm clock.
那不需要有闹钟，因为早上四点多呢，这个公鸡已经会啼叫了。
And then our church brother and sister, they come for morning prayer starting 5:30 in the morning.
而这些弟兄姐妹们呢，早上5:30就已经来到教会祷告了。
That is not our theological program. It's just like the regular normal program.
这并不是我们的神学班的课程之一，而是他们的一个惯例。
Our theological program, our prayer starts at 7.
那我们神学班的那个行程呢，是7:00祷告的。
But remember, come at 5:30 to pray.
可是信徒们他们5:30到教会祷告。
When I was still sleeping, I hear downstairs, wow, praising God, and then long time prayer.
那我在睡觉的时候就听到楼下那些人在赞美神，在祷告。
Every morning, most many members come.
每天早上很多信徒都这样子来。
And when I chat with the brother and sister, I ask them, why do people come so early to pray?
那我问那些弟兄姐妹们，为什么这些人这么早来祷告呢？
They tell me, prayer is very important.
他们说祷告是非常重要。
Because in Africa, we are very poor.
因为在非洲他们很贫穷。
When we are sick, sometimes we don't have money to see a doctor.
因为当他们生病，他们没有钱看医生。
Sometimes when we are sick, we don't have money to buy medicine.
病的时候也没钱买药。
Sometimes life is so tough, we don't know how to get help.
有时候他们的生活太多的困难了，不知道如何寻找帮助。
So the only way to find salvation, to find deliverance, to find comfort is kneel down to pray.
所以唯一能够得到拯救寻求办法的就是跪下来祷告。
When we pray, he said, the member said, we get strength.
因为当他们祷告，他们就得着力量。
Our church in Accra, the floor doesn't even have carpet.
我们的教会在那边地上也没有这个地毯。
Sometimes you complain, right? The carpet here is really thin. Almost when you knee down, wow, the knee is really hurting.
有时候我们可能会投诉说这个地毯呢，很薄，跪下的时候会脚痛。
But in those parts of the world, there's no even carpet. You just knee down on cement.Very hard.
可是，在那些地方呢，他们没有地毯，跪就是跪在这个石板上，非常硬的。
I see the way they pray.
我们看到他们的祷告。
Wow, the sweat.
他们
because the weather was very hot.
因为天气很热，所以他们流汗。
After the prayer, the rain drop, the sweat like a raindrop is on the ground.
他们祷告完了以后呢，那些汗好像雨那样滴在地上。
They pray so hard.
因为他们祷告很切。
Because they say.There's nobody else we can trust.
因为他们说他们没有别的人他们可以依靠。
We have no money. We have no status.
没有金钱，没有地位。
We are the poorest of the poor.
是穷人当中最穷的一群人。
So we must pray.
所以唯有祷告，必须祷告。
And because They really emphasize on prayer.
因为他们非常注重祷告。
God have a lot of wonderful miracles works in those part of the world.
所以在那一边的世界里面有很多神的神迹奇事。
A lot of visions, lots of miracles.
有很多的异象，很多的神迹奇事。
So sometimes we have to ask ourselves.
所以有时候我们要必须这样子来问问自己。
When our life gets so comfortable here in this developed world.
那我们在这个先进国家生活那么安逸的时候，
is our fire of prayer, is our habit of prayer decrease?
我们这个祷告的这个习惯是否已经慢慢的减少了？
Whenever you have a problem, what is the first thing that comes to your mind?
当你面对问题，第一件进入你的脑的时候是什么事情呢？
Oh yes, I have money.
你会想到说我有钱。
I know so and so.
我认识这个人，认识那个人。
I know professional.
我有专业人士。
I know there's a doctor.
我有医生。
I know there's a lawyer.
我有律师。
Or do you think about the first thing I must do is kneel down?
你或者有没有想过第一件所要做的事情就是跪下来祷告？
Paul told Timothy.
保罗告诉提摩太。
As a worker.
作为一个工人。
The most important thing you must do is pray.
作为一个工人，你要做的最重要的事情就是祷告。
If you don't pray, don't think about other things.
如果没祷告，就不必想别的事了。
We thank God, even though I was away, but I heard the good news that the Toronto Church we have elect a new church board for the next 2 years.
那感谢主，虽然我人不在这里，可是却听到说，多伦多教会在接下来两年已经选了新的这个职务会。
We have to pray for them.
我们要为他们祷告。
Because they are facing immense heavy responsibility.
因为他们现在即刻就要面临很重的责任，
they have to branching out,
因为要做分次的工作，
we also have to evangelism,
而且要做这个宣道的工作，
we also build a new church,
而且要建立新的教会。
Actually, those tasks is mission impossible by our own strength.
其实那些工作如果是以我们的能力来说是不可能的任务。
If God does not work with us, there's nothing we can achieve.
如果神没有与我们同工，我们是不能够达成任何事情的。
So the new church board, one thing must do is to lead the member to pray.
所以呢，这新的职会他们的第一项工作就是带导全体信徒一起祷告。
They themselves emphasize on prayer.
他们自己本身也要注重祷告。
Lead members to pray together.
要带领信徒一起祷告。
And members also pray for them.
而且信徒也为他们带导。
If we focus on prayer, the fire of prayer is burning.
如果我们注重祷告，那这祷告的火就会燃烧。
And then you see God started to work.
我们就会看到神开始工作了。
We can see Lord Jesus Christ when he come to this world.
我们看到主耶稣基督来到世上的时候。
He constantly spending hours at night, early in the morning to pray.
他不断的一直的每天早晨晚上都在祷告。
And even now,
甚至现在
he is still praying for us.
还是为我们代祷。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews chapter 7.
我们看excuse me. 我们看希伯来书第七章。
Hebrews chapter 7.
希伯来书第七章
verse 25.
第二十五节。
Hebrews 7:25.
希伯来书第七章第二十五节。希伯来书第七章第二十五节。凡靠着他进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底，因为他是长远活着替他们祈求。
Even now, at this moment, Jesus is still praying for those he wanted to save.
那甚至到现在这一刻，主耶稣也为那些他要拯救的人在祈求。
Because the salvation work has not been finished yet.
因为这个救恩的工作还没有完成。
You and me are still struggling in this world.
我们还，你和我还在世界上挣扎。
We have weaknesses.
我们有软弱。
The church faced challenges.
教会面对挑战。
So Lord Jesus Christ still keep praying very hard for us.
所以呢，主耶稣还是非常的恳切的为我们祈求。
So that we can get strength.
使到我们可以得着力量。
We can get power.
使到我们可以有能力。
So the fire of prayer never die down for Lord Jesus Christ.
所以呢，对于主耶稣来说，这个祷告的火是没有熄灭的。
If every day there are brothers and sisters praying for the church in Toronto.
如果每天都有弟兄姐妹们为多伦多教会祷告。
Of course, we may not be possible that everybody come here every day to pray, right?
当然这是不大可能说每个人每天来教会祷告。
But if every one of you,
但是如果你们每一位
some of you every day think about the church,
或者是有些人每天都为着教会着想。
Pray about, think about the church board,
为这些职务会着想。
Think about, pray about the church building,
为这个教会的建堂事情祷告。
Pray about the truth seeker,
为那些慕道者祷告。
No, fire here and there never stop,
每天都有火在燃烧。
Then the work of God will continue.
那神的工作将会继续。
You will see development.
会看到有进展。
The fire cannot die down.
因为这火不能熄灭。
This is what the Lord's command.
这就是神的对我们的要求。
Lord Jesus Christ, His ministry is prayer.
因为主耶稣基督他的事工就是祷告。
Jesus was very busy.
其实主耶稣基督他很忙碌。
But because he's so busy, he cannot afford not to pray.
就是因为他这么忙碌，所以他不可能不祷告。
The more busy you are, the more busy, the more time we have to spend on prayer.
你越忙碌，你就越应当有更多时间祷告。
So we have to spend more time on prayer.
所以我们要花更多时间在祷告上。
Thirdly, what does the fire represent?
第三点，这火代表什么呢？
The fire.In the altar, representing our servitude, our serving God.
那这火呢，代表着我们对神的侍奉。
Represent our doing holy work.
代表我们在做这些圣工。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 12.
我们看罗马书第十二章。
Romans chapter 12, verse 9.
第九节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 9 to 11.
罗马书第十二章第九到第十一节。罗马书十二章九到十一节，九节，爱人不可虚假，恶要厌恶，善要亲近。十节，爱弟兄要彼此亲热，恭敬人要彼此退让。十一节，殷勤不可懒惰，要心里火热，常常服侍主。
Here is Paul tell us as a worker, as a member, what is expected of us.
这里告诉我们，作为一个信徒。我对神对我们的要求是什么
？Romans chapter 1 to 11 talk about theory, talk about justification by faith.
罗马书第一节第二，对不起，第一章
第一到十一章，
第一到十一章所说的是因信称义，就是这种这样子的
We are saved by faith, saved by grace.
就是我们是借着信心，借着恩典而得救
，not because of our work，
并不是因为自己的。行为
Because we can do nothing.
因为我们的行为是没有什么用的。
We ourselves is never perfect.
因为我们不是完全人。
But from chapter 12 on talks about your life, you have to offer yourself as a living sacrifice.
可是第十二章开始呢，说的就是我们的生活要把自己当作活祭献上。
That's why chapter 12 verse 1 encourages us offer ourselves as living sacrifice.
所以呢，在十二章的第一节就。这里勉励我们要成为活的先
活祭 So you live for the Lord Jesus Christ.
要为主耶稣基督而活。
But what does it mean?
这是什么意思呢
For verse 9 and verse 10 talks about some example.
那第九节第十节就告诉我们其中一些例子。
You must serve God.
就是要侍奉神。
But you must serve God, there must be a fire.
那要侍奉神必须要有火。
Just like the offering, you know, the altar, without the fire, the things cannot be burned up, there will be no fragrant smell.
因为就好像在坛上，如果要献祭，必须要有火。如果没有火，就不能够燃烧那些祭物，
to,
就没有香气。
If you want the fragrance, you must have fire.
如果要有香气，就必须要有火。
What is that fire of servitude?
那这个侍奉的火是什么呢
？Verse 9 tell us.
第九节告诉我们。
You have to have love.
就是要有爱。
Verse 10 talks about love brothers.
第十节告诉我们爱弟兄。
Verse 11 talks about you must not be lazy. Your heart has to be zealous, just like burning.
第十一节告诉我们，殷勤不可懒惰，要心里火热。
Think about us when we serve God.
我们想想我们侍奉的时候。
There are two kinds of servitude.
有两种侍奉。
One kind of servitude is you look at a schedule, you just fulfill a duty.
第一种侍奉呢，就是看看那个节目表来完成所被指派的工作。
When you look at a schedule, say, okay, I have to come and do this.
那看看那个节目表，我需要来做这事情。
And if my name is there, I just fulfill my duty.
那因为我的名字正在那边，所以我就去执行这任务。
I do the things.
哦，我做这些工作。
But I don't really have to care the people.
可是做工作是不需要去理会其他人的。
I want to get things done.
就是把事情做好。
This is one kind of servitude thinking.
这是其中一种侍奉的态度。
I focus on things.
就是只针对事情。
Time schedule.
针对行程表。
But I don't have much feeling about people.
对人是没有感受的。
That's happening in the company.
在公司里面就是这样子。
Or when you are paid to do a certain job.
因为我们是人家付钱我们去工作的。
Not much love is involved. It's just responsibility.
在工作上是没有爱，只有责任。
This is one kind of work.
这就是做事情的方式。
But Paul said, your servitude shouldn't be like this.
可是保罗说，你的侍奉不应当如此。
Your servitude in church, in Christ, should be motivated by love.
那你在教会里面的侍奉，在基督里面的侍奉，应当是因为爱所激励起来的。
You do this not because you have to do it.
你们做这事情不是因为你必须要做这事情。
But because you love God.
可是是因为你爱神。
You do this because you love brother and sister.
你这样子做是因为你爱弟兄姐妹。
So when you have the love in your heart, your heart always just like having the fire burning.
就是因为心里有爱，那心里面就有这个火去燃烧做这事情。
Because this time you are not mobilized, you are not motivated because of responsibility only.
这一次不是因为责任感而推动你去做事情。
Brother and sister, think about yourself.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们想想自己。
Yes, we have been serving God.
我们现在在侍奉神。
But do you still have love in your heart?
可是心里面还有爱吗？
This time when I go to Africa,
这次我去到非洲。
I'm very touched.
非常的感动。
Brother and sister, even though they are so poor,
那些弟兄姐妹们虽然非常的贫穷，
they have a lot of love.
可是却有很多爱。
Toward each other.
他们彼此相爱。
And also to a visitor like me.
而且也对这些外来的人也好像我这种人也非常的显出爱。
I go there for 1 month.
我去那边是一个月。
And because I have to teach the class whole day, I have no time to cook for myself.
因为我一整天要教课，所以就没时间煮食物。
Of course, I know how to cook.
当然我懂得怎么去煮饭。
But I don't have time to cook.
只是没时间。
So the church has to find someone to cook for me.
所以教会呢就必须要指派人为我煮东西了。
And also to cook for the seminarian, for the student together.
而且也要煮给那些神学生吃。
So there was a sister who is one of the church council member.
那有一位姐妹，她是这个教会的负责人。
She volunteered herself.
她就自我推荐做这事情。
She said, well, I can come to cook for you.
她说我可以来教会为你们煮饭。
Actually, she has her own job.
其实她是有工作做的。
But in order to come to cook for us,
可是为了要来为我们煮饭，
so she have to take 1 month off, one whole month off, just to cook for us.
他必须要请假一个月来为我们煮饭。
Sometimes when we cook for the church, right, it's every 2 weeks, every 3 weeks, we cook one meal.
有时候我们是每两三个星期煮其中的一道菜。
And only one meal, right?
就是煮一道菜。
But that sister, she said, okay, I volunteer, I can come for 1 month cooking for church.
可是那个姐妹她自我推荐说我一个月整个月在这里为他们煮饭。
And every time, the number of people who's eating on the meal is at least 13 people.
那每一餐呢，大约是13个人都在吃。
And when she stopped her job, when she take a whole month off, there's no pay. Her livelihood, her income stopped.
那她请假一个月呢，她整个月是没有薪水的。
But she said, because the church need this work, so I can come.
那可是他说，因为教会需要，所以我是可以来做。
And every day she have to travel from her village to come to a church to take a bus at least for 2 hours one way journey.
那每一次他来教会，那个路程搭这个巴士的路程是大约2个小时。
And then afterwards finish everything when she finish the work and then go home another two hours.
那回去也是要搭巴士2个小时。
And while I was there for a whole month, every day she does that.
那我在那边一整个月的时间，她每天都这样子做。
I look at her, I think it's not easy.
那我看到她，我就心里觉得对她来说是非常不容易。
Because when she cook, the weather is so hot.
因为当她煮饭的时候，天气非常的热。
There's no air conditioning in the church.
因为教会里面没有冷气。
And then there's not even a gas stove available.
也没有这个煤气炉。
She has to use the charcoal.And a fan and all this very primitive method of cooking.
用一些很原始的方式，就是那种炭啊，那种还要去闪那个火。
But she never complained.
可是她却没有怨言。
Even the sweating here and there.
虽然满身流
都
流大汗。But I can
see her smile in her face.
可是却看到她脸上是挂着微笑的。
Wow, in my heart, I feel so touched by the love of God.
所以呢，在心里面呢，被她这种对神的爱是多么的感动。
If not because you love Jesus,
如果不是因为爱主耶稣基督。
It's not because you love the brother and sister,
如果不是因为爱弟兄姐妹。
She will never do this.
她是不可能做这事情的。
The church did not give her any official pay or allowance.
因为教会也没有付她任何的钱。
And then one day, the local minister, the local pastor come to my room, lock at my door.
那有一天，那当地的传道敲我的门。
I say, what happened?
我问他什么事。
And then he hand me one can of Milo, you know Milo, the chocolate drink, Milo.
他给了我一罐这个美露，就是这种
热巧克力的
热巧克力的
cocoa drink. One can powder.美露的粉，
那美露粉一罐美露粉。
He said, "Oh, you need this in the morning. You need some energy."
他告诉我说，你早上需要喝这个，得着一些力量。
I said, "Do you buy this?"
我说，你买的吗
？She said, "Yes."
她说是的。
I said I told her you are so poor.
那我说你已经那么贫穷了。
And your life is very tight financially. You are very tight.
而且经济上已经很紧了。
Why don't you keep it for yourself? You should buy things for yourself. I should buy things for you. Then why you buy things for me?
那我说应该是我买东西给你，而不是你买东西给我。
He said no.
他说不是这样子的。
You are sent by God. You are a visitor here. I must take care of you.
那你是神所差来的，在你是到访这里的人，我必须要照顾你。
My heart is so touched.
我心里面非常感动。
Somebody so poor.
一个这么贫穷的人。
They're even in lacking.
而且甚至是一个缺乏的人。
But they try to give.
他们还是会懂得奉献。
Because of that love, I have to drink the Milo every morning in my breakfast. I have to drink one cup.
因为他的这种爱，使到我每天早上必须要喝这个美露。
Usually I don't drink Milo.
其实我是不喝美露的。
And after 2 weeks,
两个礼拜以后呢
，my Milo only finished half.
我的美露只是喝了一半。
He bring another can of milk powder.
他又带了一罐牛奶粉过来。
I said, now, Timothy, you need this.
然后他又跟我说你需要这个。
I said my Milo have not even finished.
那我说我的美露还没喝完呢。
It's okay, keep it. You drink this.
他说没关系，你收着，你需要喝。
Sometimes I look at the Bible.
有时候我看到圣经。
You don't have to be very, very abundant and very rich and very educated to have love and zeal.
所以呢，有爱不一定是已经有很多或者是很高的学问。
Sometimes you can be so poor.
有时候可能是一个很贫穷的人。
You can be so lowly.
很可能是一个没什么学问的人。
But your heart can be so touched by the love of Lord Jesus Christ.
可是心里面却可以是那么的被主耶稣的爱所感动。
When you have the love, the feeling, other people can feel the temperature.
当你有爱的时候，别人是可以感受到那种热忱的。
Just like a heap of charcoal is being burning, you can even from afar, you can feel the heat.
就好像一团炭在烧的时候，你从远处就能够感受到那一团热，
you know,
那些热度。
Love can inspire love.
因为爱能够激励另一更多的爱。
So the Bible said, "Do not let the fire die down."
所以圣经告诉我们不要让爱熄灭。
So we have to continue to serve God with love.
所以我们要继续的以爱来侍奉神。
Verse 11 tells us we should be hardworking and diligent and do not be lazy.
第11节告诉我们要殷勤，不可懒惰，要常常侍奉主。
Your heart has to be zealous.
所以呢，心里面要火热。
So what does it mean? Do not let the fire die down.
所以说不要让火熄灭是什么意思呢？
Some people they will serve when they have the position, when they have the responsibility.
有些人是等到自己有了职衔，有了地位才去侍奉。
Okay, I'm elected. Okay, then I have to serve.
那现在我被选上了，所以我就要侍奉。
But if I'm not elected, okay, sorry, don't call me. You have to do it yourself.
那如果没被选上，你不要找我，你自己做。
Because I have no responsibility right now.
因为我没责任了。
Oh, I'm retired. Don't call me.
或者是我已经退休了不要再找我。
But Paul said you have to be diligent.
可是保罗告诉我们要殷勤。
When your heart has zeal, the fire is burning.
当心里面火热的时候。
Even though you are tired, even though you're retired.
虽然已经退休了，
even though,
虽然心里身体已经疲倦了。
Even though you're not elected,
虽然也没有被选上。
You will still so concerned and.Active for the church work,
还是非常的关心和积极的参与教会的事工。
Let's turn to Joshua chapter 24.
我们看约书亚记第24章。
Joshua chapter 24, verse 15.
约书亚记第二十四章的第十五节。
Joshua 24, verse 15.
耶稣雅记24章第十五节。耶稣雅记24章十五节。若是你们以侍奉耶和华为不好，今日就可以选择所要侍奉的，是你们列祖在大河那一边所侍奉的神呢？是你们所住这地的亚摩利人的神呢？至于我和我的家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
I really like the last sentence said by him.
我真的很喜欢最后那句话。
Joshua is an old man already.
这里约书亚已经是一位年老的人了。
He has finished his mission.
他已经完成了他的。工作。
He has brought his people into the land.
他已经把选民带到了这应得之地。
But what did he say?
他这里说什么呢？
You can make your own decision.
他说你们可以现在做一个选择。
But as for me,
至于我，
me and my house,
我和我家，
will always serve the Lord.
我们必定侍奉耶和华。
We'll only worship the one true God.
我们只会敬拜这独一的真神。
And we'll continue to serve him.
而且我们会继续的敬拜他。
It's not because of time limit.
并不是因为时间的限制
not because our job is finished,
也不是因为我们工作完成
we continue to serve God.
我们还是继续的侍奉神
so, brother and sister,
所以弟兄姐妹们
this fire have to be kept burning.
我们这一团火呢要继续的燃烧
but how can the fire keep burning?
我们怎么如何让火继续燃烧呢
Let's turn back to Leviticus chapter 6.
我们看 回去看利未记第六章
Leviticus chapter 6.
利未记第六章
verse 12,
第十二节
Leviticus chapter 6 verse 12.
利未记第六章第十二节，坛上的火要在其上常常烧着，不可熄灭。祭司要在每日早晨在上面烧柴，并要把燔祭摆在坛上，在其上烧平安祭性的自由。
Why that the fire can be kept burning?
如何让这个火继续燃烧呢
there's one very simple thing that the priest have to do every day.
那每天祭司要做一件简单的事情
Every morning.
就是每个早晨
When he got up,
起来的时候
go to check the fire.
要去看看那个火
And then put some new firewood inside.
然后要把新的柴放上去
Organize a little bit.
然后要把它调整一下
If there's some ashes already there, he have to remove the ashes.
如果有这些炭灰要把它拿走
Make sure that the altar is clean
要确保这个祭坛呢是干净的
Because if it's not clean The fire cannot be burning very in a high efficiency
那如果祭坛不干净的话那个火就不能够好好的烧了
So if they remove the ashes
要把这些灰拿走
And then put the new firewood
放上新的柴
And then the fire will continue to burn
让这个火继续燃烧
This is called maintenance
这就是所谓的
保养了，
保养了。
Just like every winter, before the winter, your furnace have to be maintained.
就维修，就好像我们维修保养我们家里面那个暖气炉一样。
Have to clean it.
我们要
fix it.
清理它，要去修理它。
Make sure it's connected to the source.
要确保它是跟那个电源有所接上的。
Brother and sister, have you maintained your faith recently?
那弟兄姐妹们，你有去维修？维持你的信仰吗
Have you maintained your zeal to God?
你有维持你对神的那一股热忱吗
Do every morning do you get strength from the Lord through prayer?
每一天早上你有从神那里从祷告那里得到力量吗
Every morning are you connected to God in the Spirit?
每天早上在灵里面你有跟神有沟通吗
Every night do you read His Word so that the fire of the Word of God can burn in your heart?
每天晚上你有没有读他的话语让你心里面的火还继续燃烧呢
So God can teach us a lot of things.
其实神会教导我们很多事情
He's always there.
他常常与我们同在
You just have to draw close to Him.
我们所要做的就是要更加亲近他
So the fire have to be kept burning.
所以我们这个火要让它不断的燃烧
Brother and sister,
弟兄姐妹们
Is the fire in your heart, in the altar, still burning?
那你心里面的火祭坛上的火还在燃烧吗
Let's sing Him 418.
我们唱诗418首